what kind of house would you call the place where chickens live, particularly a small house?
A hen house.
A hen house? All right. When you serve chicken, what is the part that children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see how it will break?
The pulley bone.
All right. Have you ever heard it called anything besides pulley bone?
No, that's the only name.
All right. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, heart, and gizzard. Do you have a special name for those other than the names I gave you?
No, I don't.
All right. Some people eat the insides of hogs. What are those? You've seen these sold at the supermarket, even if you don't buy them yourself. What are they called?
It's called chitlins.
Uh-huh. Do you remember ever having these served or serving these yourself?
Yes, Mother used to cook them for my daddy, but we never ate them. He loved them, but...
How did she cook them, usually?
It seems like she fried them.
I can remember my mother frying them, and I can remember them also being boiled and served with vinegar, too, a long time ago. All right. Have you ever heard anyone calling cattle? What sort of noises did they make?
I've heard them calling hogs and saying, soo, soo, soo.
You don't remember a term for calling cattle?
No, uh-uh.
All right. Do any of these terms sound natural to you? These are the ones our text give. Kumbaw, co-inch, sookie, sookow, cooey, co-boss. Have you ever heard any of those before?
No, I never have heard any except Sue. That's the only term I've heard.
All right. What do you say to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Gee-haw.
Very good. All right. If you were going to call a horse in the pasture, what would you say?
I'd say, yeah, horsey.
All right. Very good. I'm afraid these terms are not very suited to your background. Now, if you were driving a horse and you wanted to urge him on, what would you say to him?
Go, horse.
All right. What would you say to stop him?
Whoa, horse.
All right. What would you call hogs when you feed them? You've told me that before, I believe. What did you say?
Sue.
All right. What would you call sheep to get them from the pasture?
Coo sheep, coo sheep.
You do? You've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
What do you call chickens when you're feeding them, if you've ever fed chickens? Have you ever?
I've never fed chickens, but I've been with people that did feed them, and they say, here, chick, 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 chick.
If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Saddle the horse.
All right. When you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The rein.
And if you were riding a horse, what would you guide him with?
The rein.
All right. What is the part of the horse's gear that you put your feet in if you are riding horseback? Horseback riders put their feet in the what?
In the stirrups.
All right. Now, if there are two horses, the horse on the left is called a In other words, he's the one that guides the team. What might you call him?
The lead horse.
All right. If something is not right near at hand or close by, you say it's just a little...
off.
All right. Or if you want to designate how far or the distance, you might say it's just a little...
ways of